Next item are permits, projects over $50,000 with no objection and with staff recommendation for approval. Mr. Watkinson?
Gentlemen, members of the commission, these are our page two items. That's what we refer to these items as. These are projects that have been subjected to our public interest review. We've received no objection and staff has recommended approval with certain conditions, and they're required to be on the commission docket since they are over $50,000 in value. So with that, I will read through the project descriptions for the record for each of the projects. The Department of the Army is requesting authorization to repair the Poe Road Bridge over Accotink Creek by installing approximately 1,730 square feet of riprap scour protection at the bridge abutments, installing approximately 508 square feet of riprap scour protection at the Central Bridge Pier, installing an 80-foot-wide stone weir upstream of the bridge, installing a 75-foot-wide cross vein downstream of the bridge, grading approximately 150 linear feet of Accotink Creek, and installing two temporary construction access areas in the creek at Fort Belvoir in Fairfax County. Our staff in this case is recommending a time of year restriction from February 15 through June 30 to protect anadromous fish resources. Item 2B, Department of the Army is requesting authorization to replace the FAR road bridge over Accotink Creek, install 817 square feet of riprap scour protection, and directionally drill 74 linear feet of utility line, a minimum of 10 feet beneath Accotink Creek, also at Fort Belvoir in Fairfax County. In this case, staff is also recommending a time of year restriction from February 15 through June 30 to protect anadromous fish resources. Item 2C, City of Hampton is requesting authorization to maintenance dredge on an as-needed basis up to 15,000 cubic yards of material from the Salt Ponds Inlet to a maximum depth of minus 9 feet below mean low water in Hampton. The dredge material is sand in this case and will be placed above the mean low water line on the adjacent beach. Item 2D, KVAT Foods Incorporated is requesting authorization to install two triple box culverts within approximately 106 linear feet of Little Creek, and this is in the city of Bristol. And they are, we are recommending approval contingent upon an April 1 through July 31 in-stream work time of year restriction to protect the state endangered Tennessee dace, and in this case an encroachment royalty of $4,452 for the placement of the culverts over 1,484 square feet of state-owned subaqueous land at a rate of $3 per square foot. Item 2E, Nancy Drury et al. Request authorization to install 215 linear feet of stone riprap up to a maximum of 11 feet channeled of a deteriorated bulkhead situated adjacent to their property along the Chesapeake Bay at 4620 Peaceful Shores Drive in the Jamesville area of Northampton County. Item 2F, the town of Chincoteague is requesting authorization to construct a 160-foot long by 8-foot wide fishing and observation pier, which includes a 10-foot-wide modified T along Chincoteague Channel adjacent to Bridge Street in the town of Chincoteague. In this case, the pier will be constructed over and attached to the old VDOT concrete bridge fender, which was adjacent to the drawbridge along Chincoteague Channel. Item 2G, Chesapeake Public Works is requesting authorization to replace the existing Bells Mill Bridge over Bells Mill Creek at the same location with associated improvements to the roadway approaches and shoulder widening north of Cedar Road near the Seabrook Landing Subdivision in Chesapeake. In this situation, we recommend approval with our standard in-stream construction conditions. Item 2H, Vulcan Construction Materials is requesting authorization to install either a combined 3 steel pile piers with batter boards or 19 pile mooring dolphins to support barge operations at the Virginia Shipyard facility situated along the confluence of the eastern and southern branches of the Elizabeth River in the city of Norfolk. Item 2I, Old Dominion University is requesting authorization to construct an 8-foot wide by approximately 82 foot long open pile pier with a 6-foot wide by 20 foot long gangway leading to a 12 foot wide by 65 foot long floating pier to support activities of the Old Dominion University Women's Crew Team at their new facility in Lakewood Park, situated along Wayne Creek in the city of Norfolk. The pier is proposed to include one light pole on each of the floating pier and fixed pier sections channeled of mean low water, and will support the permanent mooring of the team's three chase motorboats. In this case, ODU has agreed to remove the pier should they cease to use the crew facility. Item 2J, AT&T Corporation is requesting authorization to install bidirectional bore method 330 linear feet of fiber optic cable beneath the submerged bed of Smith Creek, that is commonly known as the Hague, in the city of Norfolk. The staff is recommending the assessment of a royalty in the amount of $990 for the cable's encroachment beneath 330 linear feet of state-owned submerged lands at a rate of $3 per linear foot. And finally, item 2K, the town of Vinton is requesting authorization to replace an existing single-barrel, 8-inch diameter sewer siphon pipe by installing the open-cut method, new concrete encased double-barrel, 8-inch pipes beneath approximately 20 linear feet under the bed of Glade Creek in the town of Vinton in Roanoke County. If you have any questions, I or members of the staff will try and answer anything you have.
Members of the commission have any questions for Mr. Watkinson, Mr. Tankard, and then Mr. Fox.
2E, the adjacent property owners, I know that this is an area of significant transport, sand transport. They realize what's going on here?
They would have been notified as part of our standard procedure.
Sure.
To request their comments. They did not express any objection when I'm aware of them.
Okay.
Mr. Fox?
And 2E, normally we allow a new bulkhead to be put within 2 feet of an old bulkhead, but here we're going out of 11, allowing 11 feet of the riprap. It seems to be a pretty large encroachment.
This is the case where the riprap would be up against the bulkhead, and it would be required to slope out at the proper angle to provide the proper slope for the riprap revetment. I don't know the specifics of the case in terms of the height. Maybe Hank Badger has
but apparently that. The water is deep there, so it's got to go other ways.
Right, exactly. That's just taking into account the amount of material to put in the revetment and the amount that it would have to go offshore.
It's better to have riprap than bulkhead.
That is our recommendation, yes.
Okay.
Further questions? I do. What's a Tennessee dace?
Small fish. But that's about all.
Well, having gone to University of Kentucky for a couple of years, anything from Tennessee caused me a little concern. I just make sure it wasn't something that had snuck in on us or something. Okay. Any further questions? Okay. This is a public hearing. Is anyone in the audience pro or con on these matters? Okay. Mr. Plumlee, you had a comment on one matter.
Yes, sir. On item 2G, I must abstain due to the fact that I represent the city of Chesapeake.
Okay. So the matter's before the commission, and would the maker of the motion please make the motion in a manner that extracts 2G for the first vote? Mr. Tankard.
I move that we approve page 2 items except number 2G at this time.
Is there a second to the motion?
Second.
Second by Mr. Bowden. Further discussion on items 2A through K with the elimination. We're not to vote on G at the present time. All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries. Chair will entertain a motion. Mr. Tankard?
Move to approve 2G from page 2 items.
Is there a second to the motion? Second by Mr. Lane. Further discussion on item 2G. All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Any abstentions?
I abstain.
Let the record reflect Mr. Plumlee abstained on item 2G, Chesapeake Public Works 10-1258.